of the glass, the people of the... I'm kidding. That's The Cure, and that's called Monkey Banana Splits something. No, it's called Love Song. It's called Love Song. What? What's this? The Defenders. L.A. Defenders in the Texas. I'm watching NBA... what is it? Summer League shit? Or D-League shit? It's still happening right now. And on the other TV, I have... I'm watching the replay, that's how pathetic I am, of Everton Sunderland, as in Rick Sunderland, and they won. Everton has got three wins and one draw, I think. They're either in third or second. I'll have to check at the very, very good start to the season, even though they're playing some admittedly dog shit teams. Let's be perfectly honest. Sunderland blows all kinds of hyena, and I think the other two teams they played weren't anything special. I think they opened the season against somebody weak. Let me see. Whenever I'm alone with you. It's almost like R.C. Collins if he had a little more soul. Whenever I'm alone with you, you make me feel that, like, that I'm round again. What do you mean round again?
Well, a lot of times I feel like I'm too many angles. And when I'm with her, I feel rounded off. What?
Nothing. All right. There's Romelu Lukaku. He had a great game. He had three fucking goals. What a nice great game. He had a goddamn hat trick. He scored all the goals. Of course, I don't know the actual final score. Let me look, because I stopped watching this when it was out of reach. Watch me look it up. Maybe they lost. This ought to be good. If they lost, I'm going to retch my guts loose. I doubt it, sir. I think they won 0-3, as they like to say in the premiership. 3-0, or 0-3. Yeah, baby. Lukaku with the big hat trick. Two headers and a good fucking, kind of a breakaway goal. And then... And they played a lazy, looked like a real lazy first half. I don't know. I mean, I don't know the game that well, but the commentators said in the second half, they said they'd probably get their asses ripped in the dressing room, locker room. All these terms in soccer and football that we know in America having to do with different sports. In soccer, you have a manager, which was what we called a guy who, is the head man in baseball. And you have dugouts in soccer. The teams sit in dugouts, similar to baseball. On the field, the ball is dribbled, like in basketball.
Yeah, I see.
And lots of little crossover terms like that. So Sunderland looked pretty good at the beginning there. And David Moyes is the head coach of Sunderland. He was the former coach for 11 seasons of Everton. Beloved Everton coach. And, I liked him. I think a lot of people liked him. He took the Manchester United job when it became available after Sir Alex left, the legend there. And it just didn't happen, man. I mean, one season, bang, he's gone. You know, they just really did not rally around him. He looked like he was a little intimidated by it. I think he went to Spain and did well in Spain. And, came back to England, and now is the head man at Sunderland, and it's an impossible fucking task. It's what I mean by that is they're not going to win a league championship, although who's to say, but he even said it's going to be a challenge to keep them up, you know, in the Premier League. They may get relegated this year. They almost got fucking relegated last year. They had a great end of the season. This is one of the things that's fun about watching international soccer and football. They have these relegations. You know, you either stay in one league or you not only get promoted into the higher leagues or win the championship if you're in the Premier League, but you get relegated down to the lower division. So you've almost got two seasons happening. And at the end of the year, you've got these battles, not just to win points so you can get into the top four and play in the Champions League or win the championship of the league. You have these battles to stay up, as they say, in the league or get relegated. Last year, Sunderland won that jackpot, And teams like, I think, who went to Norwich went down, and I can't remember the other teams that that got relegated last year. Oh, Newcastle United got sent down. Really fucked up, because Newcastle United is kind of a beloved club. It was good to have them in the Premiership, you know. See? Well, I'm not familiar with the well, it's soccer. No, I know, but I don't understand the Premiership. What was that?
That's the league. That's the major league.
Oh, that's the big league.
Yeah.
I see. All right. Whenever I'm alone with you, you make me feel like I'm whole again. I'm not missing any parts. Excuse me, I belched. Jesus Christ. I mean, we're really working hard around here, guys. I hope you our fulfillment is done. For those of you that have been waiting for things to happen, and two, there's a couple of folks who bought in our store the show. And we're waiting on you guys, and I should have said this at the beginning. What we need from you, if you've bought the customized show, we do a 15-minute show for people. And we need the names of the principals in the story that you want told. And you don't have to write the story. You can just say that, you know, you can even say, it could be just something that's a collection of events. Today is my mom's birthday. On Saturday, I'm going to Europe. On Sunday, Billy's going to be in the stock car race. On Thursday, Mary is having a baby. On Friday, we're putting in a new, you know, gazebo. All these things that are happening, and the names of the people. And then we can... from there, do a show. The show is 15 to 20 minutes long, and it features all of the characters, you know, that we have on the show. And if you want to request some characters, that's cool. And we put it together as close to an actual show as we can, which would mean including special effects, sound effects, and the like. And I'm thinking of. Incorporating people. The problem is, I don't know how the fuck. Well, I mean, I know how to do it, but I'm wondering, is it like that we're taking a phone call? Well, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Ah, shit. Today's weather sucked ass today in LA, man. Just goddamn miserable shit. Fucking, I don't like overcast weather in the summer, especially. It's like, are you kidding? This is the summer. You know, there's only so many days in the summer. Don't fuck me up, man. And have like shit weather in the summer. Whenever I'm alone, we. You know, Phil, summertime is a great time, but I don't like this dog shit weather, and it is disturbing to me. Dr. Emery Clayton. I'm going to be taking a position with another college. This would be in the Rocky Mountain area in Wyoming. Oh, really? Where? In Laramie, Wyoming. It's a small school. Not the university? It's a small school, as I said. And what's the name of it? None of your business. Okay. Pardon me. What do What is this Lakers top 10? Is it top 10 championships? Oh, fuck. Tonight is the goddamn Rams. I guess I ought to flip that on, man. Who's this chick with the large tits who's blonde and was get the scalped off head? Oh, is this Dancing with the Midgets? Okay. This is Dancing with the Midge. Let me see. Whenever I'm alone, where you? Steelers Redskins? What are you talking about, man? Where's the goddamn fucking Rams and 49ers? I thought that was tonight, wasn't it? Or was that Sunday night? The hell? Come on, motherfucker. Let me get the goddamn sports channel here. Let me see something here. I don't get it. Monday night soccer. What's Monday night soccer? The top four games of the week. All right. What I got to do here is get this show on the road, but I want to find out where the Ram game is. You make me feel like I'm a dwarf again. Whenever I'm alone with you, you make me feel like I'm living on a wharf again. Wherever you go. Yeah, sure. You can barely get out of bed. No, I will always love her. You can barely get out of bed, man. You're not loving any woman. Well, I'll be a son of a bitch. How'd I miss the Rams and the 49ers for Monday night? Ain't that something? Ain't that a bitch? Well, I'm going to have to find that one now. We don't have a whole lot of time here. All right, Bob Bakey in here. Get my boys. Daily audio. Daily sound effects. Got an eye on this. I already saw the game. But I just, you know, when they win, it's good to watch them again. And you say, Phil, when did you turn into a football fan? When I got bored to fucking tears with, you know, basketball and baseball and shit like that. That's when a soccer fan. I like American football. I still watch that. And, I watch baseball. I haven't watched a lot of baseball this year. And here we are at the end of the season. I don't give a shit. Another season, I don't give a shit. I used to say, well, if the Dodgers were in it, and I think the Dodgers are actually competitive. In fact, I've got tickets for the 21st. Dodgers and Giants. Big D gave me his tickets for that night. We got two seats for that night. Right behind first base. And, you know. What am I doing, man?
You make me feel like I am weird again.
No, you were always weird.
All right. I was not sure.
What?
I was not sure. I'm sorry.
You all right?
Yes, I'm all right. You think I'm still using smack? No, I'm not.
There's David Moises, who's the former head coach of Everton, now coaching Sunderland, and those guys in blue are actually, that's Ronald Koeman, who's the, is it Koeman or Koeman? Yeah, he's the coach of Everton. Two wins, one, Everton, 7 points. So they're at 10 points now. I believe they're in third place. And Leicester sucks. I mean, they're bad, man. Leicester had such a Cinderella year last year. Well, you think they're going to follow that up this year? Forget it, man. They got their fucking asses handed to them by Liverpool. And they blow chimpanzee, man.
I will always love you.
Okay. Hillary Clinton has rarely, but on occasion, had dehydration spells. Dehydration is bad. You ever had that happen to you? When you get dehydrated, you swear to Christ you're dying. You don't know what's wrong. You feel like you've got a fever. You feel like you got the chills. You feel like you're sick. Okay? But it doesn't quite make sense either, because you were feeling good yesterday, and now all of a sudden you're just... It's very weird. It's I've had it. And the very first time I had a bout of dehydration, I didn't know what it was, and I wasn't willing to buy that it was flu. You know, I was like, I had to actually go on Facebook and ask people, have you guys ever had this? And somebody said to me, Phil, you're dehydrated. Drink water. And I did. I went in, and I started guzzling glasses of water. And by afternoon, when I got in the car and I finally left the house and went over to the store, I was great. So... Brandon Marshall losing sponsors. These kids are making a statement. People think they're being... What do you think they're doing? Do you think they're just doing it because they're spoiled? What does that mean exactly? They're spoiled. So they want to piss all over the flag. Why? Why? Because they are spoiled? That doesn't make any sense. You know, there's a lot of things you can do, but piss on the flag? Are they imagining it? They think that's just... in their minds that there's racism in America. See that right there, and white people never get this shit. They never fucking understand. Right there when you say that, it's racist. Because what you're saying is they don't know their own minds. They don't know their own feelings about things. They don't really get it like the rest of us whiteys do. And don't say that it's just the young blacks or just, oh, those blacks don't get it. Because... you're basically saying you're reading them and the other black people you're also reading, and they do get it, and it's all up to white people who's right and who's wrong here. Bullshit. The first thing that white people do whenever black people are protesting anything is they seek to divide. Where are the blacks that are on our side? Come on, let's see them. And where are the blacks that are not on our side? Aha! Those people there are imagining things. You know, and the black guy that isn't on my side, that guy is, you know, what you got to do is just take them at their word. What do you think's going on? I think it's like, you know, racism, man. This country has got, and the first thing that I hear from any young black person or any black person, really, when it comes to the subject of race and why they feel things are bad in the country, they always bring up the first sort of line of you know, societal control is treatment by cops. The treatment of them by cops. You know, I'm not saying the cops are killing them or beating them up with nightsticks, but there's always, from the people I talk to, there's always some attitude that's copped by many police officers with black people. They're not quite as polite as they are with whites. Well, how would they know? Because fucking, they talk to white people. Whites, I don't know what you're talking about. I never have that fucking problem. And then, of course, we're looking at videotape of some guy running away from a cop and a guy shoots him in the back. You know, I remember as a kid growing up watching the Westerns on TV. You know, you watch the Wild West, right? And the big thing was you never shoot a man in the back. That was like the absolute mark of a lifetime of a coward, to shoot a man in the back. I bet you're the kind of guy that shoot a man in the back, that kind of thing. That's the guy did. He shot this an unarmed man in the back. There's nothing lower than that. And he acted like he didn't give a shit. So first thing I think I would do, the first thing that I do, as a matter of fact, is I take people seriously. I take them at their word. I take them at their word. I don't sit there and go, no, you're imagining that. What the fuck do I know? And how the fuck do the rest of these fucking white motherfuckers know? Now, this is show prep. I'm doing show prep. All right, man. First thing I gotta do here. Oh, I'm looking over the four-leaf clover. All right, cool. So Brandon Marshall loses another sponsor. Now, here is a guy. Is it Derek Carr? No. That looked like it was Derek Carr. I don't know, just... I'm not bothered by it. And I grew up saluting the flag, and my dad had us raising a fucking flag in front of our house every goddamn day. We had a flagpole in front of our house. My old man had us... Who's putting a flag up today? Every day. And we learned how to pull it up and take it down and fold it. I know how to fold the flag properly. I know how you take care of the American flag. And I won't mention any names, but I remember when, let's just say certain people that claim to be so fucking patriotic, and the last time I saw them handling an American flag, they had it on the fucking floor someplace. You know, this patriotism shit, for some people, is only as good as, you know, as it's impressing anybody. Then when it comes down to just how do you really feel about the flag and the country, fuck it, man. I only use that stuff to get people to like me. You know, I'm trying to find out what the scores are. This goddamn, this Raiders Saints game was a beautiful thing. Where do I go for the score? But NFL. There we go. Big Ben. Well, this is the game tonight. What are the scores from week one, man? Here. What is this? This LA San Francisco game is later on tonight, I take it. Yeah, 10:20 p.m. So it's at 7:20 here on the West Coast. All right, I gotcha, baby. And it's in Levi's Stadium, San Francisco. Oh, San Francisco, open your golden gates. All right, man. Beauty. Go to Rams, man. Rams and Niners. Used to be a good one. Used to be the biggie. That was our arch rivals. Anything from San Francisco's arch rivals. Oh, fuck. Hope you'll get tickets to see us at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club Thursday night, this Thursday night, the 15th. Yes, Thursday night, the 15th. Come and do and see us, man, at the Ventura Comedy Club. What the fuck? Oh, man. If that motherfucking Trump gets elected because people think Hillary Clinton is sick, I mean, you have no idea what this country is going to be in store for. Just no idea at all. God damn it. What a low-life motherfucker. Remember, folks, Donald Trump wants the African-American vote. And the first thing that you have to understand as if you're an African-American voter and you want to vote for Donald Trump, the way he's going to help your community is he's going to stop the war on police. Because he feels what your community needs are more cops. You need more cops patrolling the streets. Now, black people, and this may come as a news flash to a lot of white folks, black people are used to having lots of cops patrolling the streets. That's been the solution, the alternate solution, for many, many years. It's like a fucking army of occupation. Every motherfucker is a suspect. If you want more cops on the street and more problem solving, you got to start to treat the citizens a little better. Engine broke off from Southwest Airlines plane. All right, let's see, man. Yeah, man. I had a thing I wanted to do with Bobby Dooley. What was that? Birds are disgusting sky mice. This August was the hottest one on record. Didn't seem that way to me, man, out where we lived. Oh, God. Fuck me and a fucking the horse you rode in on, motherfucker. Goddamn son of a bitch. Wait a minute, man. What am I doing, man? I am looking for Joseph. I mean, Scott. Here he is. This is 912? Yeah. Okay, play. I mean, print. Perfect. DraftKings. Okay, excellent. Good. Right. It's okay. It's good. Looks like they've come back for another go. This, bet. DSI. What'd Bobby do, man? What'd Bobby do? Tell me about Bobby. Tell me about Bobby Dooley.
Well, Phil.
Hi. Phil, I think that what happened was there's an awful lot going on. I think Lady Gaga. There's a lot going on, Phil. I think that
11 a.m.? I thought I said 1.
You know, it's really interesting, the things that I... Well, it's kind of... Here's what I think, Phil. I think that we are all... We all want the same thing.
I gotta get this goddamn fucking show done, man. Never enough fucking time to do this motherfucking show.
Came across the sea. Run and-
and you get that extra blocker in front, it changes everything defensively and the way you have to defend him. That's the reason down around the red zone in particular, he is just...
Shut up. All right, man. Testing 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. Testing, 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 testing. Here we go. Well, football has returned, and 100,000... Wait a minute.